Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Celeste Elliott, and I am your host for today for Wake Up to Spirit. Actually, I'm your host every time for Wake Up to Spirit. So my video, if you're watching on Facebook, was a little choppy because for some reason today, I'm going to blame Mercury retrograde because I can. My tripod thingy was not working. It actually, the phone kept falling out of it, and that's what I record on. So I apologize for that, but hey, you know, it is what it is. We roll with the punches. So I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank everybody for sending in comments, for sending in questions, because that's always a nice thing for me. Gives me an opportunity to really share with people. If you would like to call in, I can't do readings or that sort of thing unless you've actually called in, okay? I can't do that from Facebook, so I appreciate you understanding that. And so my friends have been sharing some jokes with me as well, and I love a good joke. I'm very, very punny, as everybody knows. So, but yes, if you want to call in today, it's 818-739-8818. I'm going to be talking about mediumship and that sort of personal experience of mediumship. I'm also going to be talking about, problems that sometimes people have with their work, because I get emails and questions about that. And I think that's the whole show. But that'll fill it. So, of course, I'm going to be taking some readings as well on air, because I like to talk about, kind of demonstrate a little bit. And actually, when mediums do work publicly in any setting, whether it is on the radio or it is at an outdoor service like we have here in Lilydale, that sort of thing, that is technically considered to be public mediumship, or we also refer to that as a public dem, as in demonstration of mediumship. And so I'm getting some comments already. I always share information about Lilydale. And by the way, our catalogs are going to be coming out soon, because we have all kinds of really, really, really awesome classes and workshops and things. And by the way, folks, we are here all year round. We do not roll up the streets and go away. So you can come out any time of year and visit with us. If you're coming to see a medium in the what we refer to as the off season or winter, you may consider making sure that you get an appointment first, okay? Because I can't guarantee that mediums are just going to be kind of hanging around, and, this is our profession and we take it seriously, but sometimes I have to go to the grocery store too, so, get my teeth cleaned or pick up dry cleaning, I don't know. We have lives, I promise. So anyway, so my friend sent a joke to me, and I should say my friend, my Facebook friend, because they watch the show all the time, and they sent me this little thing that said, what was it now? What do you call a miniature dachshund in a tuxedo? Now, they happen to know that I have a thing for dachshunds, because I used to have dachshunds, but the answer is a cocktail wiener. So I thought that was pretty funny, and thank you for that, because it made my day, okay? And I told them that if they sent me a really good one, I would share it on the radio show, so now I have it. Okay, so let's talk about Lilydale first and foremost. I'm so excited that you guys want to hear about Lilydale. This is my home. This is, you know, this is my tribe, everyone around here, my sense of community. And I love this place, so I'm very, very happy to share and talk about it. Lilydale is a spiritualist camp, spiritualist community. We are located in Western New York, and so if you think about an hour south of Buffalo and about 45 minutes to an hour northeast of Erie, Pennsylvania. So that'll kind of give you an idea. You know, there is no gate in the off season. The high camp season, because this did start as a, it is still technically a spiritualist camp, although no tents here. We do have a little campground for people if they want to come and camp. That's cool. But we have houses. We have permanent structures. We have buildings. My house is actually one of the newer ones because it was built in the 1920s after the original house from the 1880s. The first or the second time First Street had caught on fire because Victorian fire codes, you know what I mean? So the houses are close together like all Victorian communities and, you know, but don't expect, you know, sometimes I'll run into people and they say, oh, you're from Lilydale. Oh, I thought that was like a weekend psychic fair. Not quite. So very different actually. So yeah, we do have permanent structures. There is a gatehouse when you turn in off of Dale Drive in Casadega, and we're located right on Casadega Lake, actually technically Upper Casadega Lake, and because there's three of them, so it's really beautiful. And a lot of people come just to kind of enjoy the grounds, walk around, get a feel for things. Part of the property that we're on is the Leolin Woods. That's considered an old growth forest, meaning that unless something, we lost some trees this weekend, I'll tell you what, Mother Nature is really clearing the debris out of the way. We lost some beautiful old oak trees, unfortunately, from somebody's yard and that sort of thing. But, you know, but our trees, if they're healthy, we try not to cut them down unless they are a threat to property or life because that's important to us. So I am so excited that somebody's telling me they're going to be there first week in July. That's awesome. And you may want to check out on Friday, July 6th, we're having a Victorian seance as a fundraiser, which means we're going to use Victorian mediumship methodology, and there's going to be a dinner and some music, some entertainment, and then on top of all of that awesomeness, also, you know, we're going to feature different reading styles at different tables, so everybody will have a medium at their table, so everybody is guaranteed message work from their loved ones, which is awesome. So, okay, so what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, guys, Lilydale. Ah, I'm always talking about Lilydale, right? It's fun here. So there is a gate during high season, which is always the last weekend in June through the holiday in September. So this week it's a 9-week season. My call-in phone number, for those who are asking, is 818-739-8818. And I would love to hear from you. I'd love to have your stories about how you found Lilydale, how you found mediumship, what that means to you. And I will also, later on, I always reserve like the last 20 minutes of the show to do some mediumship. So, and always bad jokes because that's my stock. And it's not on purpose. I think they're quite good, but I am told that they are yuck-worthy. So anyway, yeah, so, you know, come and enjoy the scenery. We have, you know, this beautiful lake. We have these beautiful trees. We have a beach. You know, the little ones like to run around and go to our playground. And we have walking and hiking trails. And also we have what we refer to as the fairy trail, which is very popular. And we have the kids and our Artisans Guild make these beautiful organic fairy houses, and they put them along this hiking trail in the woods. And actually now it's more of a fairy village. It's located behind the Healing Temple. So that people who have disabilities or issues in walking straight or smoothly, you know, that sort of thing, that they can get back there and enjoy it as well. The fairies are still in Florida for the winter. They will be coming back as soon as Mother Nature lets up with the windstorms and the snow. So, by the way, moms are very special. If you see Mother Nature wandering around, try not to pick on her for this weather, which we're not appreciating quite as much, but, you know, give her some applause for all of the good that she has done over the years, all those beautiful sunny days that you have been enjoying, because that's important, too. It's important to remember, and we forget so easily all of the nice things that moms do for us, right? And speaking of moms, my mom, Kathy Elliott, is also a registered medium here in Lilydale and one of my favorite people. And I am hoping to get her here on Wake Up to Spirit for a little chat, a little guest star appearance, so that we can talk about multi-generational mediumship and how she came to it and, you know, what the culture was at the time that she came into mediumship and share a little bit. So we got to get her back up here to Lilydale first. not all our mediums stay all year long. Some have summer or winter houses other places. Some travel and do workshops and public demonstrations and private readings in other places in the country or around the world. We've got a couple of Canadians, I believe. We've got some people that go out to California, some people that go to Florida, somebody who goes to Arkansas, you know, Minnesota, wherever our family is often, that's where we'll go sort of in the off season. But most of us can still do readings for you, even if we are not physically present in Lilydale. So you have to check out the individual websites off of lilydaleassembly.org, and there's a drop-down list for registered mediums, and it has our phone number and our websites and that sort of thing. So I encourage people, because I've been asked, how do you pick a medium when you come here? First off, again, I always, always, always suggest an appointment if possible, because you never know. But if you walk around and, you know, you feel the energy of the place, if you check out the websites ahead of time, if you go to the outdoor message services I was mentioning, that kind of gives you a good idea about who you might be attracted to energetically, and that's what you should go on. You should always go based on the chemistry between you and the medium, okay? Because if they communicate in a way that that you understand, it's going to make for a really smooth, easy conversation. You know, for some of us, you know, I've had readings where I've had translators present. I always just schedule a little more time to make that possible, because I want to make sure that everybody understands exactly how I'm trying to bring through the information. Both for people with hearing impairment, as well as people who English is not their first language and they're not quite as confident, that sort of thing. Mediumship also means different things in different cultures, and that includes different families as well, okay? So, you know, family to family, you know, depending on how you were raised and that sort of thing and your understanding. Things may come up in readings that challenge your belief system a little bit. For instance, if you are Hindu, you will there's the belief that people reincarnate like immediately, and if they haven't, that there's something wrong. And that's the culture and the norm and the idea. Now, there is a distinction between spirit and soul, and that personality being reachable, even if the person has chosen to go on and reincarnate. And I can't believe I just got my first actual phone call on my cell phone while doing the show. So sorry about that. But I hope you enjoyed my ringtone, because I do. send them right to voicemail. That's okay. How about that? That'll wake us all up, right? So I hadn't thought about that, turning the ringer off. Okay. So anyway, good morning to everybody. If that didn't wake you up, I will try to think of another bad joke, and we can go from there. But, so lots of very cool, interesting things going on here all year long. Wednesday evenings in the off season, we have healing service here in the Healing Temple, 7:30 to 8:30, and really a very good time. It's very little about lecture. There's not like 5-minute lecture. It's mostly about healing. And then there's also mediumship, which we do as part of the religious services in spiritualism. And the reason being is because we believe in a creator, we believe in a soul, we believe that mediumship brings through evidence of that soul. So that should be, something that people understand, because, that probably seems a little funny to people who come from different backgrounds. And it actually used to not, mediumship wasn't always a part of the religious service. In spiritualism, and the reason for that being is the methodology has changed over the years. I'm going to have somebody on in a few weeks. I'm going to announce that when I have a date set, to talk about sort of the evolution of mediumship styles. And, because spirit works with us differently based on what their life experiences were and how they best communicated. And so, we don't have, I am a firm believer in a lot of ways that actually the spirit person picks the medium and then kind of angles or directs the living person to them. And sometimes, and that's, again, that's the chemistry thing that I was talking about, because if the medium doesn't have chemistry with both the client as well as the spirit person, then it's going to be a little harder to do the work. not something we can't get past, but, it does make it easier. So anyway, very, very exciting always to do the work. And that's the thing, it's about anybody who picks this work, it's because the work has in many ways picked us. It's sort of the best expression of who you are. And you feel drawn to that, to serve Creator and humanity and through the work. That's why I'm so glad to have found Lilydale. And that's why it means so much to so many people, because it's like you found your tribe. You can. I actually sat with a friend yesterday that I met through my church and through Lilydale, and we were we worked together. Sometimes we were looking at different places, had a field trip, and we were just talking about what we're working on personally with our spiritual development, and where our philosophy is with things and how it shifts and grows over time. So I always tell people, my own belief system is in this kind of state of flux. And yet there are certain things that never shift, like my belief in an intelligent and compassionate creator, the belief that we have a soul and a personality that persists even after the body goes away. These are very, and it's a big part of the philosophy of spiritualism, that you continue to grow and really work through things, even on the spirit side of life. So, I hope that helps to kind of explain. And, sometimes you'll look at somebody and you'll go, okay, well, they maybe need to do a little bit of healing on that. We all have stuff, right? And that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that we're not good people. It doesn't mean that we're not doing what we're supposed to do. It is, you know? And in spiritualism, one of the tenets is we affirm that the door to reformation of the soul is never closed to anyone in the here or the hereafter, which is a fancy schmancy way of saying we keep working on ourselves even after we no longer have this body anymore. But you know what's interesting is the way that spirit will show up for mediums. Sometimes they will show up, and this is something I was talking about with my girlfriend yesterday. And by the way, always, find yourself people that that you can talk about different things and different aspects of your life with, because it really helps to give you clarity. And I think that's part of what mediumship is that when the spirit people come through and they'll recognize something or they'll talk about something, they're working through things sometimes themselves, and they're growing. And sometimes they just want to reminisce with us. You can have somebody, for instance, we all have that friend or that relative that will call you, and they will start right in the middle of the conversation. There's no hello, how are you? It's you pick up the phone and you say hello, and your friend goes, oh my gosh, so yesterday I was at the store and I totally was looking for butter lambs for Easter. By the way, butter lambs are a Western New York thing, and comes from Polish background and descent. And I had a heck of a time finding one this year because I needed to bring one home to show my family in Ohio because we don't have a big Polish community where I'm from, and I thought they were cool. So I digress, per usual. But anyway, I don't know what causes a butter lamb shortage, by the way. If anybody has an answer on that, please let me know, because I'm kind of fascinated, I have to say. Where was I going with that? Yeah, so, just like I kind of divert and I start talking about things, or I would, sometimes I'll pick up the phone, I'll call my mom, and I'll just kind of say, you know what, so-and-so, blah, 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 and you remember this person, and sometimes she does and sometimes she doesn't, and sometimes I only think that she knows this other person, and I have to, explain myself. Normal conversation. And that's what it's like with the spirit people when they come to the medium. But instead of them talking, and some people do have clairaudience, and that comes in forms external and internal. So for some people, spirit will work with your internal monologue, and it's sort of like a real quick kind of thought or a phrase that comes to us. And somebody else just heard about butter lambs last year as well. I know, right? I think they're going to sweep the nation. Maybe this is, I think it's moving east and moving west, and that's why maybe we had a hard time in getting all our butter lambs this year where I live. So the spirit people come in and they think at us, and sometimes we will get that as though we've heard the thought out loud, and for some of us, they work with our internal monologue. I will never say in mediumship, oh, I heard, unless I've really actually heard it. Otherwise, I will say, I am aware of the word, or I'm aware of the phrase, or I got an image of in my mind's eye, or I'm, seeing this one standing beside you, and that could mean that I'm seeing them internally in my mind's eye or externally, depending on them. Generally, if I'm seeing them externally, it's because they're really, really strong, and they're coming through like you would know that they were there. So whether you would refer to yourself as a medium or not, which, by the way, everybody is. Okay, so somebody is commenting, the thing is, they do send us signs. And, you know, sometimes people find pennies or they find dimes, or they will smell a scent or a cologne or a baked good item or something that, you know, will tie the memory to their loved one. And if you know that it happened, started happening just after, you know, one of your particular loved ones passed away, then, and you attribute it to them, then they'll go, okay, now I know that she will associate this with me. She does understand. I can, you know, leave dimes everywhere. And, you know, it will be a sign that I'm around, that I'm okay. And that jokingly, I just got the kind of awareness of the phrase, and I'm kind of like, I got it kind of in my gut, because I'm trying to explain all the different senses. There is a joke here about, like, wishing you good fortune. So, and then I see the little, like, Chinese cat statue with the palm that, yeah, okay. So anyway, these are the things that sometimes come into my mind. So, you know, by the way, again, if you want to call in for mediumship information, the number is 818-739-8818. Somebody just wrote in that tell them something wonderful will happen. Something wonderful is always happening. And sometimes we have to, you know, just embrace it and, you know, look for that, all of that good positive stuff, you know. Yes, the fortune kitty, that's right. That's what that little I don't know if they're ceramic or china, but either way, okay. So, you know, the thing is, we have these little markers with people that we remember. And, you know, as a medium, I remember a reading that I did with a young guy, and he was about 19, and 18, 19, you know, and most people that age haven't lost a lot of people. So, you know, so the people that they have lost are typically people that were very, very close with them. And the people that they lost before they were born that were part of the family that are watching over them may use that as an opportunity to say, to give identifying information and say, hey, I'm here too. Just because we didn't meet in the physical plane of reality doesn't mean that I don't know about you. Doesn't mean we didn't hang out when you were a baby. Doesn't mean that I haven't been watching over you. Doesn't mean I didn't meet you on the astral plane before, where we both were before you came in, because I helped you get prepared to come into this wonderful, crazy family. And these are things that I hear from our spirit loved ones from time to time. So just as an FYI, okay? But I did this reading, and I remember having the same kind of energy of really needing proof when I was that age. And I will jokingly refer to that as karma for anybody who read me at that age. So, for me. you know, because it gives you a sense of empathy. It gives you a sense of compassion for these young people, because you know what they're going through, right? And many of my loved ones were gone before I was born. So, you know, for them, you know, all I can do is, you know, I know them through readings, and I know them through stories, and I know them through photographs and, you know, letters and that sort of thing. And what happens is... it gives you an opportunity to feel and get to know their energy, even though you don't physically know them. But when you go into spirit, you will recognize their energy. And if you focus on their energy when you're having these experiences with your family and you know family stories, and if you're that fortunate, you know, some people are not, then you will... I'm sorry, I was going to hiccup. Oh, my goodness. anyway, So you will get to know that with, you'll get to understand. So if mom told you that grandpa always wore Aquavita, and out of nowhere there are times when you smell Aquavita, then you're going to know, okay, well, that's grandpa. And even though I didn't physically know him, he's here for me anyway, sending me love. So, and by the way, that's what they're doing. When your loved ones come to visit with you, it does not remotely mean that there is something wrong or they are stuck or they are angry or they are, okay? So tell your friends as well, okay? Now, when it comes to having a personal relationship with your loved ones, I encourage everybody to do that. And I also encourage everybody to have a personal relationship with their creator. No middleman required, okay? Just like you can talk to your spirit loved ones or think at them or write them a letter or make them an email address and send questions to them or information, and they will do their best to kind of reply one way or another, okay? So, you know, you don't necessarily need a medium for that, but it doesn't hurt if you want to tune your own senses a little bit and do the work yourself as well, okay? So, but when you have that personal relationship with your guides, when you have a personal relationship with Creator, when you have a personal relationship with your loved ones in spirit, and because somebody had asked me what I think about when people say, Spirit told me to do X, Y, Z. Spirit and your guides and your loved ones, if they see something impending that, you know, maybe they're nervous for you because they're not really going to make up your, they're not really going to order you around. Okay, they're not going to make your decisions for you. And I was trying to think of how to phrase that properly, but I guess that's the best kind of way that I can do that. And here's the thing. You wouldn't expect people in the living to order you around and make all your decisions for you because that wouldn't be healthy, right? So, however, there are times when you may be meditating or you may be doing something or asking for guidance and you will get a little nudge or a reminder that says, remember to bring that umbrella today. And you're going, oh, there's no rain in the forecast. I'm not going to bother with the umbrella. You're looking at it. You're like, eh, I kind of have the feeling I should, but oh well, right? Or you get the feeling like you wake up a little earlier than you normally would, and it's sort of that feeling of like, okay, I kind of need to get going. I need to rock and roll here. I need to take a shower right away instead of giving yourself an hour to stretch and drink coffee and that sort of thing, then, you know, often that's just being in tune with, you know, your soul's need. And Spirit's kind of giving you that heads up because you're living in the flow that there are other things coming in. So you may have an extra busy morning and you need that, okay? So you need that extra time. And that's a great thing to listen to. And if you are somebody who always finds dimes from somebody, I'm using this as an example again because it was a question earlier, and then you also right on top of that are kind of getting the download of information or the feeling like, I've been thinking about this, and then you have this sort of aha moment about that sort of divine inspiration. But Spirit will never come in and advise you to be unkind or less than your best self or less than compassionate or anything along those lines, okay? So just please bear that in mind. But again, healthy relationships. You don't need codependency with your spirit people. You don't need codependency with people in the living. I am not a psychiatrist. I also don't play one on TV, but but I feel like that's fairly good advice, no matter, you know, who's giving it. Okay, so all right. Yes, pretty soon I'm going to get to some callers. I will take people in chronological order. So if you want to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. So lilydaleassembly.org, we changed the website just a skosh, but if you go to the old one, it'll throw you into the new one, so it's all good. But lilydaleassembly.org, all of our classes are out online. The PDF of our summer classes and things, if you want to print that off, is online. We're encouraging people, we want to go green, you know, like I talked about how much we appreciate our trees. So if you want to look online and purchase your tickets for courses and things like that, please, you know, consider doing that. If you like your physical catalog, there's nothing wrong with that. And you can email the Lilydale office, and they will put you on the mailing list, okay? Because only people who have signed up in the last year are getting physical catalogs. And they are still at the printers, by the way, but we are expecting them pretty soon. So that's, and I will absolutely show you, because I'm really excited about it. So, but in the meanwhile, you can always download the PDF, or you can look online. You can purchase tickets online. okay. Okay. I guess people can't see my face. So sorry about that. I didn't realize that that was a problem. But anyway, so if you are, somebody had mentioned soul contracts. I see that my friend Marty is online and is watching. And we will do a follow-up with her, okay? And we will kind of answer some of those questions. So, essentially it's the concept that you have, somebody just received their catalog in the mail. That's a great thing. That means they are now back from the printers. And I didn't know yet, so I will, I'll be going down to the post office to get a copy of mine today. Very excited. But soul contracts, basically the concept that we come down here with a backpack full of things that we know that we're going to need, all of the tools, everything. And I'm stealing words from Marty Hughes, by the way. But it's the idea you've worked out a plan before you came down of not all of the nitty-gritty things, like next Tuesday at 10 a.m. I'm going to spill coffee on my shoe and my scrambled eggs would be cold while I'm, you know, dealing with cleaning up the coffee sort of thing, okay? But the grand scheme, the things that you're going to need in order to progress your soul and help yourself out. But again, I will, I'll be doing another show with Marty at some point here, and you can, and I will advertise that in advance, so, write in questions, okay, and we will cover them. It'll be a best of show. So, very cool. All right, so lilydaleassembly.org is the website, and you can buy your tickets for different events online, including any of the season highlights, including the special social events like the Victorian Seance on July 6th. When you come through the gate, you will get a program, and you have access to the three outdoor message services. You have access to the trails. You can go to the Healing Temple. There's all kinds of really, really cool things that you can do. I'm going to go off camera for just a second here because my phone charger fell out and my phone is about to die, which is no good, very disruptive. But I'm going to be taking calls here in just 2 seconds, and that call-in number is 818 739-8818. And, okay, charger in place. All right, so making sure we don't accidentally die right in the middle of a broadcast, because I hear that's frowned upon. I'm not an expert, but that's what I hear. So anyway, yes. So all good stuff. Hopefully spring will come pretty soon, but, you know, regardless, it's gorgeous. And at least it's not a blizzard, and at least it's not a tsunami, and at least it's not, you know, I think we have to remember to be grateful, because we wake up, for those of us who are fortunate to wake up in a safe space, and have people in our lives that love us, you know, that sort of thing, that's a huge, huge, huge blessing. So, and and for those of you who are low on energy, I will suggest coffee. It's a magic elixir made from beans and hot water. Drink it every day. Okay, so all joking aside, I'm going to take our first caller, and the last three digits of your phone are 6975, so if you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Good morning. It's
morning.
Tara from Illinois.
Tara from Illinois, is that correct?
No, Kira, and I'm in Alabama.
Kira from Alabama. Wow, I had that wrong. Sorry about that. thank you very much for calling in. Are you a follower of Lilydale Assembly, or did you find us on Blog Talk?
I found it on Blog Talk.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, spread the word. So how can I help you today? Are you looking for...
I had a question. Just, do you see anything for a new relationship?
Okay. So here's the thing about relationships. Because mediums are really good with connecting with people that we've loved. And have passed in spirit, so that's how I work. So I want to acknowledge both male and female energy that step in on your dad's side, on your mom's side of the family first. I got corrected with that. But I have a gentleman here whose hair was starting to go gray towards the end of his life, and... But he had pretty much a full head. I do see a little bit of weight around the midsection. We all carry it somewhere. That's where his was. And, you know, I get the impression that he would have known you as you were growing up, okay? And it's the feeling of him saying when he was in the living that he would have encouraged you to focus on things other than relationships, like focus on the books when he was here. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you understand the person as well?
It's probably my grandfather or either my uncle.
Okay. Which one? Grandfather had the bum knee on the right side?
Yeah. He did have some problems with his leg.
Okay.
I think it was the right one.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that I got enough information for you to make sure that we knew whether it was grandfather or uncle, okay? And here's the thing. Your grandpa pretty much felt that you were too good for whoever would have been looking at you, chasing you, when you were in school, okay? And he's actually taking me back to the time when we would have been in sort of like late junior high, early high school that he's teasing me about for you, okay? But his energy is very supportive. I feel there's female energy with him that is a little more quiet. He's, but she's very sure of what she said when she said it, and everybody listened to her. She commanded the room. And there is a joyful energy. She's proud of being with him on the spirit side of life. And she's lovingly saying that she had a real strong faith and belief system when she was here in the living, and it's a feeling of, it's sort of like she wants to make sure that you know that she made it there, and it's like she feels almost like she earned her place in heaven sort of feeling, okay? So, you know, she's definitely given me personality on that, which is a wonderful thing. But here's the thing, because the grandfather energy says to me that you kind of just got over or just got out of a relationship. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there is an advice that he's saying, on the one hand, you don't want to be lonely. On the other hand, there's part of you that kind of wants this last one to come back into your life. And your grandmother says also, you haven't really put yourself out there in order to get another relationship. And that's the thing. Spirit can only acknowledge what you have or haven't put your energy into as well, okay? So, like me, I live in a small rural community, and I work out of my house, and it's rare for me to meet somebody new. So I would have to actually, you know, not just say I want a relationship, but I would have to actually put some energy into that to create some movement, and it's sort of the same thing for you no matter where you live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But your grandfather kind of gives me the same kind of advice for you now that he does from way back, okay? Which is to say, concentrate on yourself, heal your heart, and then move forward, okay?
Okay.
And then who's the male energy that that passed either from the stroke or the head injury, please?
I don't know.
Okay. That's very weird. Okay. Due to time, I'm not going to, like, explore that, because I get comments about not taking enough callers, but just know that at least from these two that are coming through, that they're surrounding you with good intentions, okay? They're encouraging you, and they're saying, you know, there are some little ones around you in the living, and they're asking you to pay good attention and be like a really good example of for them as well. Like, that's a responsibility for you. but lots and lots of love from your okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.
That's funny. I always love hearing, like, squeaky doors and things in the background when people call because it kind of, you know, lets you know. Some people, like, they need to sit really still and listen. And for some of us, we think best when we're in motion. And so it's totally different than working, like one-on-one to do this work at a distance. So, but I love it. Okay, so the next caller is ending in 6949. If you can give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, thank you so much for calling in. And absolutely. So, Laura, did you have a question today, or were you looking for some mediumship information?
I would like some mediumship information if maybe any one of my parents or somebody can come through.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we send out the invitation, and we'll see who shows up to the party. You know, what's really cute here is that they're actually showing me a picture of you, and I'm aware you actually, now I don't know if it's the color you chose or the color you were born with, but would you understand blonde hair, please?
Well, yeah, that's, I dye my hair.
Okay. There is nothing wrong with
I'm blonde by the bottle. That's funny.
You are blonde by choice, and there is nothing wrong with that. And I have to say, if ever my red hair fades, I will be red into my 80s regardless. So it's all good. but it looks beautiful on you, so no worries, okay? But, yeah, I'm seeing blonde straight hair. They're showing me a photo of you kind of like sitting on the grass. There's almost kind of a picnic feeling with it, to be honest. And they're sort of I feel like Mom had really devoted, doting energy. This was because Mom's come in all shapes and forms, but she was a pretty good one. You understand?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. And she's talking about there being another, like there's another Laura, or there's another woman in the family. Like she picked the name because there was another one as well. Do you understand this?
My middle name is, I'm named after her little sister,
name. Got it. Okay, that's where that double name comes in. Thank you for that. Okay. Your mom is kind of, her energy is supportive in the way that she comes in, and I've literally got the phrase, tell her I've got her. Okay, and it's like one of these very supportive, loving things. Like I'm seeing you being wrapped in the embrace, and then I don't know if she made these or Dad just had the thing for them. But what's the deal with the meatballs? But they have to be pork meatballs. Like
my mom was really good at making meatballs.
Oh, God bless
her. I can't find a restaurant that makes them as good as my mom did.
Well, there's a reason for that, because she packed them full of love. But she's teasing you, and she's kind of saying you got to roll up your sleeves and you got to do the work, okay? So I don't know how you feel about those. You know, the secret is it always tastes better when somebody else makes it.
I know.
But you know, I will say to you, I feel like you could certainly do a pretty good job, okay? So she's encouraging you with this. And Dad, I'm getting something about him having a problem with the teeth on top. And I'm not sure if he had, like, the partial plate on both that straddled the top of the mouth, or if he had two bridges, or what the deal is with this. But he was talking about, he's pointing out the top, and he had some cheekbones, man. Wow.
No, he didn't have problems with his teeth. He might be referring to me, because I think I have a chipped tooth in the back corner that I have to get addressed. He's probably talking, trying to tell me to get to the dentist.
Okay. That would make sense. Sometimes they will talk about things in our life, and it's just sort of an anchor to say, hey, I am paying attention, and also to, you know, he would encourage you to take care of that. Because, you know, it's very hard to chew those meatballs without teeth. So, even though they're soft.
Well, I only just, you know how you it doesn't hurt or anything, but I happen, I just kind of happened to discover it, and I thought, gee, I wonder when that happened, you know, and where did it go? This is what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, I should get to the dentist, and I've been putting it off.
Yeah. Well, here's your encouragement. So, you know, and if you can find one that doesn't want to talk to you while your mouth is full of instruments, so much the better.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah, just lots and lots of love for them. And, you know, your mom is just kind of, you know, I feel like she would just move through things really, really quickly, okay? And she tells me, again, she kind of points out your dad's cheekbones, and she's jokingly telling me that I missed, like, she thought of your dad as being very handsome. You understand?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, when they were first married, I'm sure.
Well, she's saying when he lost some weight later on, she's highlighting, she's talking about those cheekbones and things, and just saying that she thought he was pretty cute. So, so there's that. Anyway, okay. So
that's so cool. I love that.
Well, know that they are hanging out together, and Mom is showing me this little decorative teddy bear, and it's one of these things like you're never too old for a comfort item. So I don't know if you gave that to her or she gave that to you, but I'm seeing the little bear with the little red ribbon, okay? So know that they're paying attention and they're sending love.
Thank you so much, Celeste. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. So, yes, I did also have a question on Facebook from somebody about their parents having, their dad having passed away. And, you know, the thing is they do miss us just like we miss them. You know, but they are surrounded by love and joy and good feeling. And they come and they visit with us, and so that kind of takes some of the edge off, as does them knowing that, you know, all we have is eternity and things move quicker for them. So for us, you know, it may feel like an eternity till we get to see them again, but for them, it's much shorter. You know, it's like they went on a cruise for the weekend and they're glad to see you when they got back sort of thing, vice versa. So, okay. I only have a minute and a half left. Do check out the website, lilydaleassembly.org. So there's, and real quickly here, there's a question about how individual messages can contain a group or multi-person message. That is sometimes referred to as the economy of spirit or the two-for-one special. Sometimes you will have more than one similar, and they all want to get their message across, and so they will work in together in order to make sure that it's like, okay, I have a Richard, you have a Richard, the only difference is this, but the message is still spot on. Take that as the cooperation of spirit people working together so that everybody knows and feels all that love. Okay, so that's all the time I have for today. Thank you so much for coming and joining. Feel free to write me questions on Facebook, Celeste Elliott, or at my email, revcelesteelliott@gmail.com. You can catch that off my website, celesteelliott.com. I will be here every Thursday, 10 a.m. with Wake Up to Spirit. So until Wishing you good day and good vibes.